Thanks for joining us for this Wednesday edition of Our Daily Bread. Today's reading is titled Practice These Things, and it was written by Glenn Packiam. As I helped my son with his math homework, it became apparent he was less than enthusiastic about doing multiple problems related to the same concept. "I've got it, Dad," he insisted, hoping I would let him out of doing all of his assignment. I then gently explained to him that a concept is just a concept until we learn how to work it out in practice. Paul wrote about practice to his friends in Philippi, saying in Philippians chapter 4, "Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice." He mentions five things: reconciliation, as he urged Euodia and Syntyche to do; joy, as he reminded his readers to cultivate; gentleness, as he urged them to employ in their relation to the world; prayer, as he had modeled for them in person and in writing; and focus, as he had shown even in prison. Reconciliation, joy, gentleness, prayer, and focus, things we're called to live out as believers in Jesus. Like any habit, these virtues must be practiced in order to be cultivated. But the good news of the gospel, as Paul had already told the Philippians, is that it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill His good purpose. We're never practicing in our own power. God will provide what we need. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Philippians chapter 4, verses 1 through 9. "Therefore, my brothers and sisters, you whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord in this way, dear friends. I plead with Euodia and I plead with Syntyche to be of the same mind in the Lord. Yes, and I ask you, my true companion, help these women, since they have contended at my side in the cause of the gospel, along with Clement and the rest of my co-workers whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you." Let's pray. Jesus, please give us the grace to follow in your footsteps by the power of your Holy Spirit. Thank you for the wisdom of Paul, who reminds us that it is you who works in us to will and to act in order to fulfill your good purpose. May we look to you for direction each day and allow you to form us according to your purpose so that your will would be accomplished through us. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.